This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Despite years of concern over conflicts of interest in medicine, substantial evidence exists that financial ties between health professionals and drug companies impact medical decisions, patient care, medical research, government policies, and medical education. It's a funny thing that studies funded by drug companies or device manufacturers almost always show more favorable outcomes for the company's product than for the competitor. Perhaps this is just a coincidence. But what about data that shows that educational seminars funded by drug companies results in increased prescribing for that company's product, even when objective data shows no benefit for their drug? Another coincidence. And it's an odd occurrence that when expert committees developing practice guidelines contain members who have a financial relationship with a drug company, the guidelines favor policies or practices that benefit the drug company. Professional medical organizations with names like the American Society of This or That or the American College of So-and-So play large advisory roles in healthcare. We know that in the U.S., about 20% of healthcare is unnecessary. It doesn't benefit the patient, although doctors and healthcare systems grow richer by offering these inappropriate services. Well, professional groups advise government, insurance companies, and other doctors on the best way to treat certain conditions. Their job is not to maximize markets for companies, but to drive toward best practice based on available evidence. These scholarly professional groups need to be objective and conflict-free. For example, they cannot accept money from the makers of a synthetic hip and then advise government or health insurers on the use of synthetic hips. The recent study from the BMJ looked at funding received from 328 medical leaders serving on 10 professional medical associations, organizations like the American College of Cardiology or the American Psychiatric Association. It turns out that 72% of the 328 leaders had financial ties to industry. Some of the financial ties were several hundred dollars, but others were several hundred thousand dollars. These conflicts of interest are unacceptable and they must stop. A person cannot serve in leadership without independence and integrity. No leader serving on any medical advisory or leadership group should be allowed to have any conflict of interest. That means receiving gifts, grants, lab construction costs, new lab equipment, or vacations. Either that, or we need to get rid of these professional societies as advisory groups and create new independent groups that we can trust. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.